It's not where you come from.
Hey guys, I'm Julia.
I'm Marquise.
And I'm T.
And this is the Foster's Chat After Chat podcast, where we talk about the Foster's episodes after they air. So let's get started. But before we do, Marquise and I have something we want to say. Go ahead, Marquise.
Happy birthday, T.
Yes, happy birthday to our fellow co-host, T.
Aw, thank you, guys.
You're so welcome.
I was like, wait, what?
All right, so let's get started talking about the episode.
So, all right.
The name of the episode was?
Dark.
Yep. New York.
The thing about this, I thought that this episode was going to be more centered around Brandon because, I mean, he was in New York. But it was only bits and pieces of Brandon, but all together that this episode was just so fantastic.
I like that they did the episode and they spread it out evenly over all the characters. So there was a lot going on.
Yes, I love that too.
So you were saying?
Moms are not getting a divorce.
Yes, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that first. So, I'm so happy that the moms are not getting a divorce. Honestly, when I saw that in the promo, it threw me on a loop. I was very scared.
I like how they cliffhanged it at the beginning of the episode, then they cut to like the intro.
Okay, so when I started watching the episode, I missed the very beginning, so I got there right as the credits finished.
Oh.
So I didn't actually get to see that, but I heard that it happened, so it was probably cool.
Yeah, I definitely made you go back and watch it, because it was just, it had me like, everything was so calm, and then Steph just spits out, me and mom are filing for divorce. My whole heart dropped into my stomach. I was like, no, not my mom's.
Yeah. Me too. So,
it was crazy.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about this whole divorce plan? Do you think it's going to work?
To an extent, I think that they could have went about it a better way, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I didn't want to, for them, I mean, it was a good, like, plan for them to freeze, like, for them to file for a divorce, to freeze their assets, including the house, for them to keep it. But it kind of, like, threw me off.
Yeah, see, the other thing that got me kind of confused was, when did they actually sell the house to the couple? Because I know the couple went to the house and looked at the house a lot, but they never really talked about, like, when
they actually sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that Steph made a rash decision and automatically decide, like, hey, like, I'm going to sell the house so we get the show on the road? Or...
I'm thinking that's probably what happened, because I remember the yard sale scene. She was like, well, we have no choice. Or she said, we sold the house or something like that. And then Lena looked a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was just like, wait, what? Like, we already sold the house, but we can keep it. I don't know how this is going to work out, if they're going to keep the house or not, but I guess we'll find out in the finale.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Brandy Boy now. And that's my nickname for him. Let's talk about Brandy Boy and all of his shenanigans in New York. First off,
Brandon.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, first off, do you guys think that Brandon and the new blonde chick are cute together?
I like her better than Court because she doesn't have a kid.
I actually do. She's actually seemed very genuine, and she cared for Brandon, and she kind of felt where he was coming from. Like, you shouldn't feel obligated for this girl, and she has a kid, and you have a future, you know? Like, you have something to look forward to, and all she's going to do is hold you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no disrespect to Mason, but she was right.
Okay, Brandon has been pissing me off.
Me too. But
this episode, he did a complete 180, and he got all my respect back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made so many bad decisions this season so far, between spending all of his Juilliard money, which is totally going to bite him back in the ass next episode, which I'll mention in a little bit, between spending all of his Juilliard money on the apartment for Courtney, taking care of Mason when Courtney was the one who was supposed to be doing that, doing the whole ACT thing or SAT or whatever, where he like took it for the kid to get money, spending all of his money on Courtney's legal fees.
And when he was explaining this to Ari, she was just like, wait, what? Like, why are you doing?
I love it. They were like sitting there, and she kissed him, and he's just like, so I have a girlfriend back, and she goes, back home in San Diego, and he goes, yeah, and we kind of live together,
and she has a kid.
She has a kid. <It's> like, so there's this bad decision, and then there's this bad decision, and then there's this bad decision.
Yeah.
I love the way he presented it to her, and she was like, wait, you're serious?
And she's also like, you guys are forgetting one thing. I think we skipped over this.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon and Court, they said I love you for the first time.
Yeah, they did. That was in the preview clip too.
Yeah. It was.
Courtney's gonna be so devastated when she sees Brandon, because he's gonna like break up with her in person. Oh man.
What if he doesn't?
There is that possibility. Although I think that if he doesn't break up with her, it's not gonna be because he genuinely still loves her. I think it's gonna be because it's going to be kind of like a Mariana Nick situation where he feels
bad
enough.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It could be that.
And then he's going to be like, but I have to get out of the situation somehow. How do I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, that's a pretty good transition point into Mariana and Nick. Ugh. Man.
So is this why she's like, I don't want to live in this house anymore or whatever? And Lena's like, is there a reason why you don't want to live in this house?
I personally, yes. I think that was the reason behind it. I mean, at first, like, she thought that moms didn't want her. And that's not only that, but Nick was there. That still freaks her out. So she's just like, I don't want to be here because he's been here. He was watching me, everything I did. Yeah, it was freaking me.
And then also she was like, all my memories are ruined. Like, I felt so bad for her in this episode.
Yeah, she had me in tears this episode.
Yeah.
As for Mariana.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that, like, it wasn't just because of Steph's journal. Nick, if you think about it, is literally within an arm's distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could get out at any moment. And I think that, I think it's not necessarily, I think the house definitely brings some bad memories for her, but I think it's not only the house. I think it's the city in particular.
Yeah.
Like, she has a lot tied to the city because she has all the friends, she has dance team, robotics team, whatever. But the fact that Nick is still like a constant threat.
Actually, you make a good point. Maybe that's what she meant. Maybe she's like, maybe the fact that they were selling the house got her hopes up that maybe they can move to a different city or something like that. Maybe
potentially.
Yeah, maybe that's what she meant also. So, yeah, that's pretty open.
She's genuinely afraid of Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously afraid of him. She does not know what he's capable of. She still does not know what he's capable of, and there's no telling what he's going to do.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm prepared, but I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Yeah.
Transitions to Jesus and the pills.
Yes. Oh, can we talk about that? Oh my God. Like I mentioned in last week's podcast, somebody, or maybe I didn't mention this, but whatever, somebody in our group actually suggested that Mariana might be going down her mother's path in regards to the drugs. And now that we see her continue to take Jesus's pills, I'm inclined to believe him. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think she's she's got so much stress on her plate. Nick's harassing her. I mean, Nick's still in contact with her. He's calling her, text messaging her. Not only that, they have to move.
Yeah.
And then she has to study. She has Worlds coming up. So Mariana has a lot on her plate. And so she's trying to cope.
Cope.
Yeah, she's trying to cope with all of this going on. So she's like, she's just popping them.
Yeah.
And so she's going down a dark path, but I don't necessarily think that she'll be going down this for long. I think that this could be resolved in the finale. I'm hoping. I don't hope she goes further with this into 3B, into 4B.
I think she will. I think that she's using it now as a coping mechanism, but then she's not going to be able to stop.
Yeah, or she'll stop and then she'll continue like later on down the line.
Yeah.
You have to remember these prescription drugs are very, very addictive.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. And she like took it once and then Emma's like, no, you don't have to do it. But she still went back to it anyway.
All right.
So I think that's a pretty good foreshadowing of what's going to happen with her and the pills later in the season, in my opinion.
And then I'm so scared as to what Jesus is going to do about it.
Yeah.
Does not know his pills are missing at this point.
He didn't even know they got delivered.
Exactly. Yeah. So when he finds this out, he's going to freak.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep.
Maybe she might be selling them again. But when he finds out she's taking them,
mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's going to go down.
Yeah.
Like Donkey Kong. It's going to go down. It's going to go down.
Big, this is huge, and I don't know where to go from here. I don't.
Mm-hmm. So, bad decisions. I think that is probably going to be the subheader for season 4A of The Fosters, because you have Jesus, who's going to flip out at Marinara for taking the pills. You have the moms. We're going to flip out at Brandon for using his Juilliard money on Courtney. You have Brandon, who used all of his Juilliard money and his regular spending money on Courtney for her legal fees. And he also did the SAT-ACT thing to get the money and blah, 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 which was just super dumb. And then you have Marinara, who didn't have the heart in her to tell Nick, I don't want to be with you anymore. And that's going to bite her in the ass next week. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, don't forget Callie stealing.
Oh, can we talk about that?
Yes.
Let's talk about Callie. I have been waiting to talk about that the whole podcast. Let's talk about her. She was so dumb. Why? Why would you do that?
Huh. I kind of felt for Callie in this episode because this whole episode, she was being totally slut-shamed.
Was she?
I thought she was. Okay.
Well, by Mike. Yeah.
Mike. She got like that.
Oh, whole definitely.
And then Jude.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to talk about that because he did a total low blow when he was like, "At least he's not my foster brother."
Yes.
I was like, "Oh my god."
I was live tweeting and I posted that and I put the hashtag burn baby burn. That. Ooh. And but like Callie specifically with the whole with the toothbrush was just so stupid. First, okay, because first of all, her DNA is all over his house now. Number one. Number two, her DNA is all over that toothbrush because she handled it with her bare hands.
Yeah.
So if she brings a toothbrush and she's like, "Look, I found evidence." First of all, it's going to seem sketchy. Second of all, if they find her DNA, they could think one of these two things. They could think either that she did the crime or that she planted evidence. Which she planted evidence, that part is true, but she could like go to jail for that.
Yeah. And on top of that, she broke into his house. And he saw her leaving.
Yeah, which is breaking and entering. So that's a second charge.
This whole, like, Callie's decision has been questionable so much this season. And this right here is going to determine her future.
Definitely. 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Aaron was like, "Don't do anything crazy," I was like,
he was like, "Don't do anything crazy." I'm like, she's going to go to that guy's house. Like,
you already know she is.
Mm-hmm.
We know Callie by now. Like,
he's like, "Don't do anything stupid." And then Callie was probably in her head like, "Bitch, I'm the queen of bad decisions. You should know this by now." And then she just struts out of the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I won't do anything crazy except breaking in some guy's house and stealing his toothbrush. That's it.
Yeah.
Call me normal.
Right. He's like,
well, usually when they do DNA tests with the toothbrush, aren't they just gonna like do the brush, like the
no, because the bristles, but no, because when they whenever they handle DNA, whenever they handle potential evidence, they always put it in plastic baggies and they handle it with like latex gloves, so their DNA doesn't get on the thing. So they're probably gonna dust the whole toothbrush.
Oh yeah, so I see what you're saying. That's gonna link her to the murder, probably.
That's gonna link her to the murder. Either they're gonna think she did it, or they're gonna think that she planted the evidence.
Yeah.
Which either way, it sucks for her.
Yeah. This is gonna end so bad on her part.
And like, that's the thing. Like, she's in high school, and she's like right on the cusp of graduating. Like, this couldn't have happened at a worser time.
Yeah.
Because then, what sort of college is going to be okay with her applying if she has a criminal record? I mean, she already has one, but it's not as bad as this.
Yeah, this is going to make it worse.
It's going to make this way worse. Because this is an actual crime. Like, she could just claim that the other ones were because she was abused, but this is an actual crime that is 100% her fault.
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad for her.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about these flashbacks, please?
Please. Let's talk about the flashbacks. Johnner came on, and I started crying. I started crying like I was actually tearing up. I'm tearing up right now.
Okay, about the Johnner flashback, what made me so, like, mad about it, why would he choose to sell the PSP?
Okay. Yes. Well, I think the thing that made me more madder than that is that originally he was considering throwing it away. It's like, that's a valuable electronic. You could get money off of that.
Yeah.
But why would he choose to, like, get rid of it? I don't know.
I didn't understand that either. I mean, like, that's like the first thing you've ever received from, you know, not only Connor, but, you know, someone that actually was genuinely, you know, your friend there for you. Like, and you just choose to throw that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the show chooses to make Connor into this villain who moved on too quickly. I was not appreciative of that.
Yeah. I think Jude is like, I don't know, in this episode and last episode, I feel like he's turning into a different person.
He's definitely rebelling, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think he's mad at himself for losing Connor. And so I think this sort of rebellion is, because he knows that it'll have bad consequences, so it may be some form of self-sabotage, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that could be it, though.
Yeah.
The Bradley flashback.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Oh.
Their first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I was in shambles.
Yep.
This is when I was like a hardcore Bradley shipper too. So like all the moments that I felt when that episode aired hit me full force all at once.
See, I used to, okay. So I did used to ship Bradley, but I only ship Bradley in the fanfic world and not on the show.
Right.
Like, I knew that on the show it was just impractical, it wouldn't work, it was weird and whatever. But in the fanfic world, anything can happen.
Right.
But in the show, she needed her family way more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I was never with the Bradley thing. I was just always weirded out by it, so.
My hero, dog. But, like, yeah, like, Bradley, it's been carried on for too long. I said this in the last podcast.
It's
be over with, and...
It's a tired storyline, and they just keep pushing it again and again and again. And it's like, let Brennan and Callie have their own separate lives.
What was funny about this episode, they put in a Bradley scene when Brennan was nowhere, like, Brennan was miles away in New York.
Yeah,
yeah. That was pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I want Brandon and Callie to be able to grow up and exist as brother and sister. Like, yeah. I don't know. They keep forcing it on the two characters, I feel. And Maya actually feels the same. She's like, Callie just be single. Like, she said that in an interview once. I mean, obviously I'm paraphrasing, but she agrees with us, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about David and what he feels, but that's what Maya said, at least.
And then the flashback of the moms when they were looking at the house.
Oh, yeah, when they were getting the house.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing, though. Speaking of these flashbacks, my friend Ivan recently went on a tour of the set or whatever. He got to be part of this, like, Foster's fan experience. And he actually saw them filming season 4, episode 9, so this one. And there was supposed to be a flashback in the episode of little Brandon playing the piano.
I heard about that.
But it wasn't in the episode. Where did it go?
Beats me. Hi, Ivan, by the way.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Ivan. Hey.
But, like, I didn't, like, this flashback brought back so much like love because of like the love, like just their love at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so genuine and so much there. You can see how much love the moms had for each other even back when Brandon and the twins were younger, before they even adopted Mariana and Jesus.
Yeah. It's like genre. Like, I don't know, like, where did the scene go? What happened?
Mm-hmm. And then the I Do flashback. I when she was looking out of the window and you could just see, like, everyone in the background, like, the music. Oh, my God. Just brought back so much of the so much of the feels. And I, when they aired I Do, I was just crying like this whole episode. Just
yes. I thought they did the flashbacks so well.
It, yeah.
The way that they interspersed them in the episode was just great.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So, what else do you want to talk about?
We could go with how Jesus did not have like a really good plot in this episode. Like, why? Why was it not there?
Yeah, Jesus didn't really do much. He just kind of hung around and was like, "Hey, y'all."
Oh yeah.
The only thing that Jesus was like really in was about Mariana and the journal.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the journal?
Let's talk about the journal. Yes.
What was actually, I'm still wondering what was actually said in the journal, because all they told us was that Lena didn't want them.
I thought it was Steph.
It was Steph's journal, but she wrote about Lena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at the end, Lena explained everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that scene broke my heart. I was crying that whole scene.
Yes. And I thought the acting with Sherry and Sierra was phenomenal.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
It was so good.
And then I also felt bad for Lena because she was like, my mom wasn't that affectionate with me when I was younger. And I was like, aw. Like,
yeah, that kind of broke my heart too, because when you're younger, you want like a mother to really be connected with you and to experience like all like the love and the emotion growing up, like going through all these experiences. You want, you know, like someone to hold you and, you know, be there. And the fact that Lena did not have this, it really broke my heart, because I don't know how that could feel, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how she could feel at that moment. And then going to Mariana, and she's just like, her telling her this is like, Mariana did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
So Mariana's just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know she wished she didn't react the way she did, but it's Mariana.
Yeah.
Also, that might be why Lena is adopting like all of these children, because she wants to be affectionate and she wants to have a big family, a loving family to surround herself around, since she never had that, you know, growing up or whatever.
Not only
compensating, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, but she wants to show these kids that there's love in the world, that she can, that there's someone out there that can love them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I totally get where Lena comes from in this. And it just, this scene really broke my heart. And I was crying this whole scene, because I couldn't shake it.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. Beautifully written. Congratulations, Bradley and Peter. Oh my gosh.
Beautifully written, beautifully acted.
And directed by Joanna.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Jude and Noah.
Okay, do you guys think that Noah is a bad influence on Jude?
I don't think so.
From personal experience, no. I do not think so. I think that every teenage goes through this. There's that moment in life where we meet someone and they're going to introduce us to new things.
Yeah. There's always new things.
There's always that. There's no way around that. It's going to happen. No matter who you are, you're going to experience pot. It's life.
I haven't.
I have. But, I mean, that's a whole other story. But, I mean, it's there. It's something that's around. It's just, you know. So, I don't think he's a bad influence on him. But Noah seems so pissed. When Jude's like, I'm not ready for that. Did you see the look on his face?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. His
face was like, oh, I could punch the shit out of you.
You're denying me?
I don't think that's right though. I think if Jude isn't ready for doing it, then Noah has no right to get mad.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you.
Because it's up to Jude, and it's up to what he feels he can handle and what he wants to happen. And I think Noah getting mad was really misplaced.
It was weird, actually.
Yeah. And they tend to show that a lot in television shows. And, like, I understand that it's a natural reaction, maybe, but I don't think it's the right one. I wish they would stop making characters do this. They did it in Switched at Birth, too.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, they did it in Switched at Birth, too.
I don't watch Switched at Birth, so I don't know.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah, but that was weird. Like, his face, he was like, what? You're denying me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was insane. I was like, are you kidding me? But, I mean, I like how he was just like, okay, I need to step back. I need to go.
Yeah.
I like how that, like, he actually respected Jude enough to not pressure him into going further.
And yeah. I like the fact that he like, felt the need to defuse the situation.
Yes.
Because I felt like if he would have stayed, there would have been a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it would have been awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Jude made up for it, though, later.
Well, see, okay, so when Jude was like, but I want to, if you want to, like, I thought the moms were going to catch them doing the moody duty.
Mm-hmm. I think that was what they were trying to trick us into thinking.
Yeah, but then it was just
the reveal was like, wait, what? They're smoking. They're not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when Brandon said someone in the garage and then I saw the shadow, I was like, oh no, they're gonna find them.
No, yeah. Okay. Look, when this scene popped up, I thought that Noah was getting on top of you. I thought they were doing the do. I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did. And to know that that wasn't the case was bittersweet. But then at the same moment of them getting caught was just a whole nother big deal. And the looks on their face were so priceless because it was like, ah, this is so funny. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Do you guys think that maybe they did it off camera?
No. I was thinking
Go ahead.
I was thinking that they were going to go for it after they got high. But they got caught.
I think they did do something off camera.
Do you think... yeah. Maybe they didn't necessarily go all the way.
Yeah, but I don't think they went all the way.
I think they definitely did something.
Yeah.
Off camera. And then something that didn't require them to take their clothes off.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is getting slightly NSFW.
And then afterwards, they just smoked.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think the reactions is going to be?
Next week? Because
Ev looked utterly pissed. She looked so bad. If looks could kill, that was Steph's face.
And then, Lena, I feel like Lena may be just a tad more sympathetic because she sort of went through...
this with Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah. But Steph is going to be livid.
Yeah.
Not only the fact that he's doing it, but the fact that he lied to her with the pipe.
Oh, yeah, about not knowing what it is, what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be so bad.
Okay, I think I'm thinking about a different show, but is this the show where Steph and Lena ate weed brownies and they were high?
Steph and Lena didn't eat weed brownies. Brandon went with his band up in the woods or whatever onto a cliff, and then he had a pot brownie and freaked out.
Okay, I'm thinking about a different show then.
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking about Parenthood.
Potentially. Which they're thinking of reviving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a different Okay.
Fosters. So, do you guys want to go into predictions maybe?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
But I want to ask you guys one more question before we do that.
Okay.
About the Noah and Jude thing. Do you think that possibly the moms would, like, not allow Jude to see Noah again because of that?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't think it's necessarily because of the pot. I think it would be because Noah gave Jude. I think it's because Noah gave him the drug. Not necessarily because of the drug itself, but because Noah gave it to him when he wasn't supposed to. When it's not legal, when it's just, it's a moral, like, gray area to them. That's right. Just my opinion. And I think you were saying?
I think that that this is going to be a very dramatic moment between them, the two, because you have to think that with Steph, she's going to be like, oh my gosh, you gave my son this drug, and you're supposed to be, you know, a preacher's son. So there's that.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't know that he has anxiety. She doesn't know that, doesn't know the extent up to why they are doing this drug.
Yeah.
And so that's big.
Yeah. And speaking of Jude and Noah, sort of segueing into predictions, my first prediction is that I think Jude and Noah are going to go all the way in the finale in regards to doing the Moody Duty. And I think that Jude is going to do that because his moms potentially are going to forbid him from seeing him. And because Jude is on this rebellious kick, that's going to be his, like, final act of rebellion. He's going to be like, oh, you're forbidding me from seeing Noah? Well, guess what I'm going to do?
That's my
first prediction.
I love it. I love that. I think so too. I think that this is going to be not resolved, but I think it's going to become more dramatic leading into 4B.
Definitely. For sure.
Also, what do you guys think? Maybe the moms won't know that Jude was taking it. Maybe they'll just think that Noah was taking it, and Noah can explain, hey, I take this for my anxiety or whatever, and then Jude can be like, no, I wasn't taking any.
But
you think that could happen?
But Jude was laughing, and he very clearly sounded stoned.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to be able to...
Evident.
I don't know how he's going to be able to pull the wool over their eyes.
He's not
just a thought.
It was pretty obvious, in my opinion.
There's no way. Mm-mm.
So, predictions. Let's go to each person. What do you think is going to happen next week?
I think Nick kidnaps Mariana. I do. I think he's going to force her into the car, as we've seen in the promo. He's going to force her into the car. No telling where they're going to go, but they're going to be on a hunt chase for him and Mariana. That's my prediction.
Oh, no.
Potentially. What about you, Marquise? What about you, T?
I actually want to go with that also. That might happen. And I don't know.
Me personally, so first of all, as I mentioned, I think Joe is going to do the Moody Duty. I think Marinara is going to get kidnapped by Nickaroonie. Those are my nicknames for them. I think Marinara is going to get kidnapped by Nickaroonie, or at the very least, Steph's going to be involved in a chase after Nick, and they're going to be running around the whole Justice for Jack thing. Obviously, the jealousy thing's going to happen between AJ and Aaron, and I think Collage may break up, because this is very reminiscent of what happened between Callie and Liam and Wyatt.
Right.
So I think history is going to repeat itself and collage is going to break up and people are going to be sad.
I have a crazy prediction, but I'm scared to say.
Go ahead.
I think Kalia is going to get arrested.
Yeah, oh, me too. 100% for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that this guy, that's fine. I think he's going to potentially put, I think he's channeling Kalia. I think he intends to harm her.
See, because Kalia has a few people after her now, okay?
Yeah.
She has this crazy guy, I forgot his name, the one with the house that's really messy. She has the detective guy
that mm-hmm. confronted oh, yeah.
Steph. Like the yard sale.
And yeah. she has Patrick Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be connected to the detective guy.
Right. So it's just everywhere. Callie's put herself in some deep shit.
Yep, it's a recipe for disaster.
There's also said there's going to be, if you read the synopsis for the finale, Steph's job could be in jeopardy because of her involvement with Kyle's case.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So,
there's that. I don't know where they're going to go with that, but I could tell that this could be very big, especially for her, because she could potentially get fired. She's not a detective.
Yeah.
She's not a detective, and that's exactly what she's been doing. She's been playing the detective, trying to figure out this case for Kyle, and we still do not know if he even did it. A lot of people are saying he didn't do it, but we don't know that for sure. We still don't know that for sure.
So, quick question before we end the podcast. Do you guys think that Kyle did it?
For me, no, I don't think he did it, but there's still no clear information if he actually hadn't.
Okay. What do you think, T?
I don't think he did it.
I don't either. I think he was wrongfully framed.
Yeah.
Because I think when they showed the inside of the crazy dude's house with that whole, with the, like all the news articles and stuff on his wall, that kind of sealed the deal for me.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. And then it had like an article about him.
I don't.
It understand. Had several.
If Callie knew what she was looking for, and she would have saw all those articles, all she had to do was take those pictures.
Exactly.
If yeah. She knew what she
was looking for, I mean, that would have been proof enough. She didn't have to freaking steal his toothbrush.
That's true.
But she still would be in trouble for breaking into his house.
Yeah,
but
right.
That's the thing, Callie. That's the thing is, Callie never went into his house, so she didn't know what the house was looking. She didn't know what the house looked like. She didn't know what was inside. She just made a beeline for the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and then she saw him. So her entire focus was just getting out.
Yeah.
All right. So does that conclude our podcast? Do you think?
I believe so.
All right, so now we're... What?
Go for it.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about where you can find us all on social media. Hey. All right, so as you guys know, my name is Julia. You can find me personally on Twitter at DayTweetsThings. I also run our Foster's Chat account at @FostersChat_. And I also run the Gavin McIntosh fan page at @MIAppletrees. And, obviously you can find me in the Foster's Chat group on Facebook, facebook.com/group/thefosterschatgroup. We're also on Tumblr at thefosterschat.tumblr.com. Sorry about that. go ahead.
Well, for me, as you guys know, I'm Marquise. You guys could find me on Twitter at @Marquise_Keon. And you can also find me on Tumblr at a Foster's blog.
All right. And I'm T. You can find me on Twitter at Terrell. That is TUIIRELL. And also, I run the Foster's Chat website, and that is thefosterschat.com.
Cool. So that concludes our podcast, I guess.
Thank you, guys.
Join us next week.
Join us next week. It's going to be a doozy, season finale.
It was fun.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.